Hungry Howie's knows there's nothing better than pepperoni pizza, but the question is, which pepperoni reigns supreme? Now, you got the crispy, classic cupped pepperoni, you know, the satellite dishes, big fan. But why choose one when you get both? They got a pepperoni duo coming up. See, this is more up my alley right here. Pepperoni duo, you're getting the classic cup pepperoni, plus the original, plus 100% real cheese, unlike a lot of these other places around town. Get a large pepperoni duo, $9.99, only at Hungry Howie's.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cash the Ticket, presented by FanDuel.
This next one is a horse racing one. There we go. Now he perks up. Says, what's your opinion about Ed DeRosa?
What, the handicapper?
He says, I like European harness racing and have made money with his picks. Surprised that he likes fierceness in the Derby after hearing what Mike says. Who's this? Didn't sign his email.
I don't bet European racing nor harness racing. Ed DeRosa's a veteran in the game, very sharp, very educated. I'm not surprised if anybody likes fierceness.
Right.
Listen, back in the day, like Justify, his weapon, or American Pharoah, like the great horses, it's their cruising speed. Like, their average jog or run is just that much faster than everyone else's. That's before you get to the part where you drop the reins and turn the horse loose. If fierceness gets it his own way, these figures tower over this field. I just, get your own way in Kentucky Derby really don't go together.
This is a very specific horse racing question. I want to make sure I find it, because this is right up your alley.
Oh, is it?
Advice. This is from Hunter.
Yeah.
Gents, long story short, three buddies and I went in on a horse racing partnership. We had a small percentage of a horse. Total investment ended up being, you want me to give the number?
Don't out Hunter anyway, in case someone's listening.
He says, darn thing got hurt and never ran. Yep. Don't worry, Mike. We did the right thing. We got it adopted so it could have a second career. We got back a very small portion compared to the initial.
Yeah.
He says, we've been gambling with it for a couple months to try to get back up.
Oh, my God.
The bankroll is over blank. Obviously, it'll be a trick to get all the way back up to very large number.
Blank.
Should we keep it rolling or put it towards another group dinner? Any thoughts, Hunter?
Hunter, listen, first of all, no. That's the way, if you're going to try to play the game, that's how you play it, because you can't compete against, you know, owning an entire horse yourself it's financially injurious. The bills alone, you'll spend the better part of $50,000 a year to take care of a thoroughbred horse the right way. No corners cut, no nonsense, the right way. Getting in syndication and now all of a sudden you're paying 5% of that or 10% of that, it's the only way to do it. Now, if you're Mike Rapoli and you invented vitamin water and then you created No Bull, you can spend $52 million a year on horses and you don't give a fuck. So the point is, Hunter, it's up to you and your group. The way I always view it is, you chose to gamble the money in the first place by pursuing a dream and owning a piece of a racehorse. If you and your group are enjoying the days of betting, the camaraderie, the group text, play. You know, look, Here's what gambling is. Here's what, I'm sure FanDuel's going to love this comment. But the reality is, it's an entertainment product. It's no different than, what's your budget to go to the bar? What's your budget to golf with? What's your budget to, maybe you collect guns. Maybe you love weed. Maybe you love going to dinner. Maybe you love going to Vegas a couple times a year. What's that table at XS cost you? So the point I'm making is, Hunter, this is your disposable income.
Yep.
Do what you want with it, because you're not hurting anyone. So, yeah, I mean, we always start out every Triple Crown season, me and a couple of buddies, with a pool of money. And the whole goal is, like, pay for Saratoga. Pay for the rented house. And just go get it. And certain years it goes good, and certain years it goes bad. And in the case of this year, it's gone both good and bad. It's been an emotional roller coaster for us. But the point is, play.
As someone who has seen the numbers, he'd have to 10x what he currently has to get back with the horses. I'd just go to dinner.
Maybe, but I'd
I'm not delusional enough to believe Connor, that anybody's going to 10x, Connor, no matter how good a gambler you
Connor,
are.
Go down swinging.
Is this where we agree to disagree a second time? Go to dinner. I mean, have your boys enjoy you a beautiful example. Evening.
I'll give you an example. So I played a little bit on Saturday. Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
But it was downs after dark. They were drawing the Derby. I cooked a very nice dinner for my wife and I, and I'm like, we're going to watch some races. And I got to the last leg of a pick five. Not going to say the amount that I played because mm-hmm. it's no one's business, but I can tell you that it was going to be.
The NBA playoffs are underway and you want to get to the game? Me too, but I'm a Pistons fan. Let me live through you. Get your tickets with Game Time. Game Time is an authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA, which means you're getting your playoff tickets even faster. Prices on Game Time actually go down closer to tip-off. Save up to 60% buy-in last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, whatever. Like, let's look at the Denver Nuggets. Reigning champs, hot ticket. You click on the game in the app. Flash deals, under $300. Yellow lightning bolt, it stands out. Red fire emoji, cheapest seat, $115. And that's all-in pricing. That's no surprise fees at checkout. I've used Game Time to buy Red Wings tickets. Nothing better than going to a baseball game day of. Boom, boom, you click in, easy to navigate. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account. Use that code CASH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem the code CASH, C-A-S-H, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last-minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Would have been 100x what I had on the ticket. I had two different ways to get out in the last race, and I just didn't get home. My point is, can he go 10x? Sure he can.
Sure.
Good race. Especially with the horizontal wagers. But, you know, I didn't put that much into it. Let me be very clear. And I had a chance to really get home. Like, that's the beauty of the game. I would say if you're going to get 4, 5, 6 days of gambling with your boys at the track out of this money, I'd go down swinging. You know, if I'm sitting over here next to Dave Ramsey, he's going to tell you to put it on his house over here. Jim Ramsey over here.
Yeah, right.
Pay down your debts.
Beans and rice. Last one.
What are you doing driving a car? Ride a fucking horse. I'm like, okay, Dave, take it easy.
Advice from 1985 called.
You got to pay down that house. Didn't you listen to the part the guy makes 19 grand a year? I don't fucking care.
Call in with how much debt. Which one of you is the doctor and which one of you is the lawyer? That's what college costs to bring it full circle. Sorry, Dave.
Jesus Christ. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right.
Go down swinging, Hunter.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.